What are you doing? I'm a gate. A gate? Yes, a gate. That doesn't make any sense. Well, I read in the Bible that Jesus said he's a gate, and I want to be like Jesus, so I thought I'd try it out. That's not what Jesus meant. Oh, so what did he mean? Well, you're in luck, because that's what today is all about. Welcome, families, to week 4 of our family challenge. I hope you guys have been keeping up, because we're almost halfway. Can you believe it? So we've been talking a lot about the things that Jesus said about himself in John, in the Bible. First, we learned that Jesus is the Word. He is the one that was with God at the beginning and who created everything. In and through him, everything was made. Then we learned that Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread that gives us life. He fills us and he sustains us. And then last week we learned that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus comes and shines his light in this dark, sinful world and inside of our lives. We need Jesus to come rescue us. So today we're going to learn something else that Jesus said about himself. Families, it's time to read our Bibles together. So pause the video and then get someone in your family to read John 10 verse 7 to 11. Then come back. So this is a little bit confusing. Jesus is saying that he is the door or the gate to the sheep pen, but he's also saying that he is the good shepherd. So which one is it? It's a little bit confusing. How can Jesus be two things at once? Well, let me try and explain. Nowadays, we don't have that many sheep and shepherds wandering around our houses and in our towns, right? Well, we don't have them here in Durban North anyway. But in Jesus' time, there were lots of sheep and lots of animals around and lots of people who were shepherds. So the people in Jesus' time would probably have understood a little bit better when Jesus said that he is the door or the gate to the sheep pen and the good shepherd. So what would happen is in the daytime, shepherds would take their sheep out to go and graze, to go and eat. But at nighttime, it was a little bit dangerous, so they needed somewhere safe for their sheep to go, so they wouldn't wander off and get lost or get killed by wild animals. So the shepherds would build a sheep pen. The sheep pen was made up of stone walls that came together and formed a narrow opening. So before evening came, the shepherd would get his flock into the protection of a sheep pen, and then he himself would become the gate to his sheep by sitting or laying in the narrow opening, so that nothing could come in and nothing could go out without going through the shepherd. So does that make a little bit more sense now? Jesus is both the good shepherd and the gate or the door to the sheep pen. The gate or the door is the only way in and out of the sheep pen. So is Jesus talking about an actual sheep pen and sheep and a shepherd here? No, he isn't. Jesus would often, while he was here on earth, tell stories of earthly things to teach people something about God and his kingdom. So what is Jesus saying here? He's saying that he is the only way, the only gate to get to heaven, the only way to have a relationship with God and to live with him forever is through the gate, through Jesus. So who are the sheep then? We are the sheep. When we decide to walk through the gate, to walk through Jesus, we become part of God's flock. We become one of his people, and we will live with God forever in heaven. So let's take a look at our memory verse. I'm going to say each part and then you will repeat it after me. Are you ready? Let's go. John 10 verse 7. Jesus said, I tell you for certain that I am the gate. For the sheep. Meh. Well done. Let's all say it together now. John 10 verse 7. Jesus said, I tell you for certain that I am the gate for the sheep. Meh. Well done. Practice that a couple times more with your family. Jesus said this in John 10 verse 1. I tell you for certain, only thieves and robbers climb over the fence instead of going in through the gate, the sheep pen. So what does this mean? Well, some of the people listening to Jesus didn't believe that he was who he said he was. So when Jesus said that he is the only way, that he is the gate, the only way into heaven, they weren't very happy with him. These people were the religious leaders, the people who studied the Old Testament and knew all of the laws. They thought the only way to get into heaven is to earn your way there by doing all of the right things and saying all of the right things and acting the right way and not making any mistakes or not sinning in any way. They thought they needed to earn their way there. But Jesus says these people are like thieves and robbers who are trying to climb over the wall into the sheep pen instead of going through the gate. Jesus is the gate, but the people of the time didn't really believe him. Friends, have you walked into the sheep pen through the gate? Have you gone and asked Jesus to forgive you so that you can become part of his flock, so that you can go into the sheep pen through the gate? Or are you still trying to do and say and act all of the right ways so you can earn your way into heaven? If you haven't gone through the gate into Jesus' sheep pen and become part of his flock, and you'd like to do so, why don't you ask your parent or an adult to pray with you? So, what have we learned today? We learned that we cannot earn our way into heaven because that's like a thief or a robber trying to climb into the sheep pen over the wall instead of going through the gate. The only way to become part of God's flock, to become one of Jesus' people, is by going through the gate, by going through Jesus, by asking him to forgive you and to make you part of his flock. I hope you guys are going to remember that. Now we're going to have some family discussion questions. Some questions are going to come up on the screen. Pause the video and then take as much time as you need to discuss these questions with your family. And when you are done, come back because we have an exciting family activity. Now it's time for our fun family activity. This activity will require some really good listening skills from you guys. So let's switch on our listening ears. Are you ready? What you'll need is you'll need a piece of paper, a pencil, crayon, or a pen for each family member. Once you've got all of your stuff, take your piece of paper and fold it in half. Your first drawing you'll draw on the one side, and then your second drawing you'll draw on the other side. So first we're going to draw on the one side of our paper. I'm going to give you some instructions that you need to listen to carefully, but I'm not going to tell you what the final thing is that you are drawing. Are you guys ready? Let's start. First, you are going to draw two circles on the one half of your page. Do that now. Then you are going to draw two rectangles. Next, let's draw a big half circle from one side to the other. Now let's draw a line in between. And then draw a line at the bottom. Now draw some more lines across. And then draw some up and down lines. Let's give it some handles by drawing two more circles. So what did you draw, families? Pause the video and show each other and have a good giggle at what you've drawn. Have you figured out what you were supposed to draw yet? It was a gate, and this is what it was supposed to look like. How funny! Now, on the other side of your page, you're going to try and draw the same thing again. But this time you'll know what you're drawing, and I'm also going to show you how to draw it. Let's go. So let's start by drawing two circles on both sides of your page. Next, we're going to draw two rectangles underneath. And then we'll draw a big half circle from one side to the other. Next, we'll draw a line in between. And then we'll draw a line on the bottom. Then draw some more lines across. And then draw some up and down lines. Last, let's give it some handles by drawing two more circles. Well done, families! You now know how to draw a gate, and I hope you're going to remember who the gate is. It's Jesus. Jesus is the only way to have a relationship with God and to be with God forever in heaven one day. I'm going to go practice some more drawing because I was trying to draw a shepherd and some sheep and it came out really wonky. But I'll see you guys again next week. Bye!